Welcome back, joined now by Jeff Bailey, who is the Director of Development for U.S. Vets, and Steve Peck, the Community Development Director for U.S. Vets. Gentlemen, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Jeff, tell us what U.S. Vets is, and particularly the villages at Rio.
Well, we provide housing, meals, medical, clinical, and job assistance to 500 homeless veterans and 200 non-veterans on the west side of Long Beach. We're the largest residential social services program in the nation. We have a 26-acre complex, and 19 of it is fully developed, and we provide all kinds of supportive housing for all of the folks in Long Beach.
Well, that's wonderful, and particularly in these times, we are all sensitive to the needs of veterans. And Steve, the villages here in Long Beach is just one of 10 facilities that U.S. Vets operates.
That's right. Our organization started in 1993 in Los Angeles. We've grown to 10 different sites and house about 2,000 veterans every night. And as Jeff said, the Villages of Cabrillo is our largest facility by far.
And what kinds of assistance, Jeff, do you give to the veterans?
Housing, job training, any kind of supportive help that we can give them. We run a shuttle between our facility and the Veterans Hospital, who is a big partner of ours, three times a day, every day. So we try to make sure that everybody can cure whatever symptom that they may have so that they can become very successful and independent in society.
Well, what a worthwhile organization to become involved in. And if you'd like to help, we're going to put a telephone number up at the end of the segment. Obviously, they can use financial support, but also, and very importantly, if you have a job opportunity that you can offer a vet, that's even worth more than money in many ways.
Yes, sir. Because we have so many folks there on a daily basis, we are a constant labor pool. So anybody that would be interested in hiring a veteran, that would be great.
So think, is there some room in your organization to hire a vet? And they have particular skills that you can find out about by calling up the number, and then they'll put you in touch with the right person. And of course, Book Week is coming up, The Greatest Generation, and your organization is going to be part of it, right, Steve?
That's right. We worked with the Long Beach Museum of Art to put together an opening reception. Supervisor Don Canale will be there, so our organization, U.S. Vets, and particularly our support organization, Friends of Veterans, will be hosting that
event. Let's put that, oh, it's already up. That's the beginning of Book Week, Sunday, March 18th at the Museum of Art. We'll be there, you'll be there, and what a great book to read, and we'll be doing a segment next month on it, but Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation, so appropriate. As our regular viewers know, we start every show with a one-minute tribute to police, fire, and the military, and we'll be part of Book Week, too, at Barnes & Noble that Wednesday, dialoguing and moderating a discussion with World War II veterans. God bless.
Great. Yeah,
and we think it's important for our veterans to see the veterans who came before them become part of that long line of men and women who have defended this country. So it's an important event for us.
Steve, may I indulge in a personal aside and just mention to our viewers that your father's a legend, the late Gregory Peck, and can definitely see the resemblance.
Yeah, and he didn't serve during World War II. He had a bad back, but was very supportive when we got this effort off in 1993 and came to a number of our events.
And I see a pin that represents your service in the United States Marine Corps, for which we thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. I was in the Marine Corps and in Vietnam in 1969 and 70, which was really what got me into this line of business when I found out that about 30% of the men who were homeless were veterans. And interviewed a group of them on Venice Beach in Los Angeles and was very moved by their stories and their inability to really reintegrate back into the society.
Well, this is show number 357. 14 years ago, we did show number one for Straight Talk, and the very first show we did was on Operation Desert Salute, which was saluting the troops coming back from Desert War One, but many Vietnam veterans who had come back to booze and hisses and worse and put their uniforms in the closet and never wore them felt relieved to be able to come out and joined in that celebration. And it was we had Dave Holden on the show, a Marine, fellow Marine, and it was so moving to me to see the country appropriately, however belatedly, recognized the service of the men and women that served in Vietnam. I mean, the war was obviously divisive in the country, but soldiers were just doing their duty.
And I think that's what's different about the war today being fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. People have separated their political views from the soldiers, so the soldiers who are coming back, many of whom we've seen, unfortunately. We've seen about 75 or 80 already in our organization, but I think the community as a whole welcomes them back, honors their service, even though they don't agree with...
And they're all volunteers. We should quickly add what a distinction that is, and these brave men and women do volunteer for that service. Final words, Jeff, on the villages. And we have a couple of pictures of the villages that we can show.
Great. Well, if anybody would like to support us, the villages are in West Long Beach. Again, it's a 26-acre campus environment. And we've already gone over the numbers that we house and feed there.
Yeah.
And so we would love an opportunity to come out and talk about the villages and U.S. vets at any opportunity. If somebody would consider hiring a veteran and they would get in touch with us, again, we're a constant labor pool. There's a number of ways that folks could donate either clothes or money or financial aid. And as we mentioned, Long Beach reads one book if folks will come out and
that'll
support that.
That'll be a great week. And the whole city will be celebrating the book, but also our veterans. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us. We appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, we'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.